from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Last year, I spent more money on spilled liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing. Woo!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Wheeling, dealing, limousine right, jet flying, son of a gun.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and of course, YouTube. Hello, YouTube.
Hello.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. It's prime time tonight.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait, dude. I am so excited for tonight.
And man, then they win 45-7, and you go, eh, okay.
I mean, that's fine. Either way, it's great content. Like, either way, if they blow them out, and do you believe now? I get that again. Remember, they won their first game of the year last year, it was, do you believe now?
Well, that was TCU.
And they dominated the sport for a month, and that's all anybody talked about, and then they lost 7 out of 8.
Yes, they did. So we'll get to that coming up. We will talk with Yogi Roth. We're going to move the ticker to 8:15 today. Yogi Roth of the Big Ten Network is going to join us. He's going to be on the call for Idaho and Oregon.
Yes, he is.
I'll put a poll question up. If you're just tuning in, we ended the first hour on Notre Dame going 10-2, but their two losses being like USC and A&M. Should that be playoff worthy with the schedule? To your point and your credit, you were right last year, and everything you said, I can 100% see happening again. 10-2 Notre Dame, hosting a playoff game. Yeah, they're not going to bypass that chance.
Well, I love somebody texting in, if Oregon loses to Ohio State twice and gets in, I'll puke. Like, dude, if those are their only two losses, they are 100%
in
the college.
If it wasn't expanded last year, they would have got in despite losing twice
to Washington. Yeah. This is not quite the same standard that we used to have. It's 12 teams, and I just brace yourself because 90% of those spots are going to go to two conferences. Like, just get that out of the way now.
I'm not going to be shocked by that.
ACC, you're going to get one, probably only one. Big 12, you're definitely only getting one. That's Notre Dame, that's all you got. The rest of them are going to the Big Ten and SEC.
You can reach the show, as Dirt just pointed out there, at the Vancouver Report text line, 503-864-6326. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them at VancouverFord.com for more details. And I did want to quickly plug, we don't do it very often, one of our listeners, Justin, tweeted us yesterday.
Yeah.
He is doing a bike ride to fight MS. His wife, unfortunately, diagnosed with that in 21. And so we retweeted a whole thing that one of our listeners, Justin, one of our P1s, put up. You can go find that at our Twitter profile, at Dirt and Sprague. And if you're interested in helping him and the bike ride out, you can find him on Twitter at JustinWolf7. That's WULF7. I don't do that very often, but we love our listeners, and it sucks when this stuff happens. And so we just want to support the fight for all of those things. And so go help Justin if you can. A lot to get to in the second hour of the program. I wanted to talk about the local schools. You love to do these preseason picks, these
hot takes.
You love to amp up into football season.
Yeah, I got it. I got my notes ready to go. I'm writing them down. We can laugh about these.
Oregon has Idaho.
They do.
Oregon State has Idaho State. So we're the fighting potatoes this weekend.
Bring it on, Idaho. You don't get half of our state. Once we beat you by a combined 742 points, you leave Eastern Oregon alone.
I went on a big anti-Idaho rant with my family on the camping trip because they were like, oh, I want to go to Idaho. And I'm like, what are you going to do in Idaho?
I mean, there are beautiful parts of Idaho.
Have you ever been to Coeur d'Alene? Yeah, everybody and their mom goes there. It's too busy. Where else are you going to go? I've been to Idaho. Anyways, fighting Idaho's. UW's hosting Weber State.
They are.
And the Cougs are hosting our Portland State Vikings. Pretty bad games. Pretty awful week one openers. I think we'll selfishly watch all of our teams for different little reasons, and then they'll be up by 30 points, hopefully. And we will move on with our day. I want to do, how good will they be? I want record predictions before
record,
this.
Regular season record predictions.
How good will the Ducks be? How good will the Beavs be? How good will the Huskies and the Cougs be? And I want you to keep these down just in case we're either way wrong pretty much spot on with who they are.
I got it ready to go. I'm ready to jot them down. Record predictions for the upcoming college football season.
Okay, we'll start here. Washington State. How good? What will Washington State's record be in the pseudo Mountain West / Pac-2? What will the Washington State Cougars be in 2024?
Well, I like their schedule. I like the way that it shakes out. This largely could be determined who ends up with the better record between Oregon State and Washington State when they play each other. Because I don't think there's that big of a difference on the two teams. Oregon State lost more overall on their roster than Washington State did, but you could make an argument the importance of a Cam Ward is bigger than maybe anything Oregon State lost outside of Damian Martinez. The first two games of the year, to me, are winnable for them. Portland State, obviously, at home this week. And then, remember, Oregon kicked them the Texas Tech game when the Civil War got rescheduled. They get Texas Tech at home, a night game in Pullman.
Like, that's a fun little game.
That's a fun
Cougar
little
fan,
game
man.
In week two, and it's a chance for them to kind of plant the flag and say, we're still
put
here.
Put us in the Big 12,
they're hard
damn
to
it.
Beat up in Pullman. Lord knows I know that from however many years Oregon damn near lost or did lose up there. And then Washington in week three. It's a bit of a tough two-week stretch there with Texas Tech and Washington. But because you have to go to Oregon State, because I think you probably split the Washington-Texas Tech game and then tough road trips to Boise, to Fresno, and to San Diego State, I look at it and I say, if I'm 8-4 and I'm Washington State, I'm happy with that. 8-4 is my record prediction for the Cougs.
Very quickly, Swag, before I go to you, Washington State loves to dabble in flags. They're big flag people. Shouldn't a diehard fan or student, shouldn't there be some Big 12 Washington State combo logos on flags the way Beaver fans are doing that at that Texas Tech game?
Just not to a be bad like, idea.
Oh, by the way.
Especially if you win it.
Did Old Crimson make it to Dublin?
It did.
It did. Okay. Yeah, it did. They kept it going, yeah.
There you go.
They are not following Ryan Leaf's advice. They are not going to boycott college game day.
It's a tough situation to be in. I don't blame either
side. Sometimes tradition is tradition.
I know.
Yeah, I agree with bringing it. You have to do whatever you can to stay on the forefront of people's minds. Does it matter that much? Probably not, but letting it go away and losing that is... That would not be the right.
What do you think Washington State is record wise?
I'm going to say 7-5. They have some tougher road trips.
Well, we think these are tough
we
road
think
trips.
They're tougher
I don't know
road
if San Diego
trips.
State's going to be good. Is Fresno State good? They just lost their coach.
Think?
Their coach just retired like a month ago.
It's over.
We think.
Here's the situation.
I'm also
where are my
say,
T-shirts, damn it?
Yeah, why don't we have those Swigart T-shirts?
Hey, when we started the T-shirt thing, I wanted this show, because I just have a different opinion or thought on show shirts. I wanted a general show / station shirt, and I wanted it to be First on the Fan. I think that is an iconic call.
Yes, it is.
All of these new update goobers all start First on the Fan. Yeah. Like, everybody that comes in and does right. that does it because of you. I thought that should have been the shirt. But, you know, the powers that be have other thoughts. I also have the Cougs at 7-5.
7-5 Cougs for
Sprague?
7-5
Cougs. I think they lose a heartbreaker somewhere. I'm really pulling for them in that Tech game. I think that would be a great win for them. And I can't have them beating my Beavs. I'm sorry. It's
no.
just not.
My other game's in Corvallis.
Not
you get it at home this year.
The Huskies.
The Huskies. Man.
That's a tough one right there.
It's a really tough one to predict. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point this year they end up playing the freshman quarterback. Like, if you lose a couple of games early and the things aren't going the way that you thought maybe, if I'm Jed Fish, I'd lean towards let's build for the future. We have an absolute stud who we're bringing up at the most important position on the field. And thank you, Will Rogers, for your service. But we're going to go ahead and move on from you. Their non-conference schedule is manageable because you open with Weber State and Eastern Michigan, so it's an automatic 2-0. You get the Cougs at home, and then your first two conference games are Northwestern and Rutgers.
So, who will be favored in that game, Washington or Washington State?
It's in the Lumen Field. Right now, your line, according to ESPN Bet, is 7.5 Huskies.
I'm jumping all over that.
I would, too. They damn near beat them last year.
Should have beat them.
There was a massive gap between those two teams. Yeah. But there's a decent chance you're 5-0. But then things get tough with Michigan, Iowa, USC, Penn State, Oregon, obviously, at the end.
Sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if they let one of those first three challenging games slip, the Cougs, Northwestern, or on the road at Rutgers, which is a night game over there for them.
Mm.
Because of that and the difficult back end of the schedule, I'm going to say 7-5 for Washington this year.
I think 7-5,
which I would
take.
If I'm a Husky fan, I'm okay with that.
You're
understanding
happy with that.
This is a long rebuild, but it's going to take us two years to get back.
I tend to have a little bit more faith in Jed Fish.
Sure.
That he can rally the troops and get everybody on the same page a little quicker. That stretch at Rutgers, home Michigan, at Iowa is a rough travel organizational stretch right in the middle of the season, and that's three straight weeks. There's no bye in there.
Yeah.
We'll see what USC is doing at that point in the season, and then it's a tough finish at Penn State, UCLA, at Oregon. So I'm going to give Fish the benefit of the doubt and go 8-4.
8-4.
8-4 would be
8-4 is
remarkable.
A great first year. Yeah.
I will have, like, you can question game to game, decision making, all that. I will not really have anything negative to say about an 8-4 season. Like,
no.
I would be very complimentary of an 8-4 season. I have them 6-6.
6-6. Okay.
I have them losing a lot of the games you guys just mentioned. I think the turnover part, I think Fish kind of knows that. They may dabble with the young quarterback at one point. I don't expect wins, especially at the back end of that schedule. At Rutgers is a night game.
At Rutgers,
I think that's a loss.
8 p.m. East Coast game, I think.
Yeah, I think that's tough. Rutgers is an underrated program with Schiano. I'm going to go 6-6. So makes a bowl game. Not the worst, not the greatest, but just tread and water your one Big Ten with a rebuild.
And he's already recruiting at a higher level than Kalen DeBoer ever did in Seattle. So I think if you're okay with that, if you're Husky.
Speed up a little bit. The Beavs, our Beavs, our beloved Beavers.
Look, I don't think computers are always right, but sometimes they say something and I'm like, you know what, computer, that's a good point. I'm leaning towards the FPI here. I feel the same way about the Purdue game. I feel the same way about the Purdue game that I do the Texas Tech game in Washington State. Like, that's a chance to play a Power 5 opponent at home, eyeballs on you.
Oh, yeah.
You get a win, you make a statement, say, yeah, we don't belong, bitch. Look at that. We just beat you, Purdue. Go make some beer. So I think they win that game. I think the ones that I circle, San Diego State in week two, I don't think you're going to beat Oregon. Sorry, Beaver fan. And then obviously the Boise State game at the end. But you get Washington State at home. You tell me a couple of those or a couple of games in there are toss-ups. I got Oregon State going 9-3. I'm following the FPI.
I too like 9-3.
Damn
for
it, dude. Just
three for three, 9-3.
3-3. FPI's
Colorado
right.
Colorado State, there's a little revenge game there. They get them at home during the season.
Revenge from like 4 years ago?
Yeah. Chip on the shoulder, baby.
I just finished Hood to Coast. I watched that game at a Seaside Brewery.
I think the other tough road trip is late in the season at Air Force.
Got to go
one,
stop the triple option.
Because you got to deal with their funky offense. Two, Colorado Springs isn't the easiest place to play late in the fall. So
really? I didn't know that about Colorado Springs.
So it's over. Isn't it like 6,000 feet of elevation?
I don't know.
I assume
the elevation exists there.
I don't know.
Never thought about Air Force as a football powerhouse.
Neither have I.
I will take that into note. 9-3 as well for me with my Beavs. I do like the FPI projections. Purdue's massive. I don't think they beat Oregon. I hope there's just a lot of screaming and shouting at Oregon.
Oh, there will be.
And it will be hostile, but hard to see the talent gap there making that a win. And I don't know where the third loss is. I don't know if it's Boise State. I'd love for them to go in there and beat Boise State because
they got to go to Nevada. That's another odd place to play. I don't know what the Wolfpack's got cooking.
Yeah,
this
maybe
year.
They're better this year because they almost beat SMU. So I'll also go Beavs 9-3.
Okay.
Fantastic year one post Jonathan.
Oh, dude, you take that. I think with any of these records, if you're that we've given out so far, I think the fan base should be okay with it.
Well, we like all these teams a little too much, so that means doom and gloom for somebody. Let's wrap it up with the Ducks. Who do you got for your Ducks?
I mean, 5-7 this year. Nobody's given us a chance. I don't like the talent on the roster.
Sure.
They're a couple of years away. They're building. They're not quite there yet. They're building. No, I think this team's loaded. I think you can make a very strong argument it's the best team in the history of the program. They got some good news on the offensive line yesterday. It seems like they're not quite as dinged up long term as maybe some people originally feared. When they don't talk about injuries, it's hard to know how long guys are going to be out. I don't think you go with 12-0. The schedule's too challenging with Ohio State, Wisconsin on the road, Michigan. Who knows what Washington is at the end of the year? Road trip to Corvallis early in the season. I can't say 12-0, but I have a hard time seeing more than one loss. You get Ohio State at home. That's going to be the biggest game of the season of the life of the
university.
You have them
winning that game, don't you?
I think they win that game.
And you get upset
and then
somewhere else?
Wisconsin gets you in a cold weather game. Michigan gets you maybe late in the year. Another random one that we're not even talking, like Purdue on a Friday night on the road.
If we beat Purdue and you don't, you better.
We got to go into Boilermaker territory, okay? We don't get them in Eugene. So I go 11-1 for Oregon.
All right.
13-0, the number two overall seed in the college football playoff bracket.
Nobody's giving us a chance this year, man. Nobody's giving us a chance. Just flying under the radar. Nobody. I was watching the end of game day last Saturday. I was on the train on the way up to Seattle, getting all excited for that game to start. They're like, all right, let's make our championship picks. Desmond Howard, I got Oregon over Georgia. Nick Saban, I got Georgia over Oregon. Kirk Herbstreit, I got Oregon over Georgia. I'm like, all right, cool. This is great. Thanks,
underdog,
guys.
Huh?
Underdog. Thanks, guys.
I'm going to go 10-2, but gets in the playoffs, gets feisty, good 10-2 team. I don't mean to disrespect 10-2.
Sure you don't. You just hate the Ducks, don't you?
Oh, you know
Look
it.
Look at you. Look
you know
at you
me.
Over there.
Everything I say is anti-Duck.
Bias Sprague over there. Here he comes. Oh, here he comes. There he is.
Tough schedule. I don't think you beat Ohio State at home, but I could be wrong. That game is going to be a dogfight. I cannot wait for that game. And I think a Michigan can get you in the old big house. So I think there's a loss there. That doesn't also mean you don't play in the Big Ten championship either. I think that conference is going to be a dogfight. So 10-2, you have 11-1. Swag has him undefeated, and I think we know why he's doing that.
13-0.
He's doing it for a reason.
I know.
Look at his little face
just
over there.
Grinning over there.
Smug little Lake Ridge face.
13-0.
So the minute they don't, he can question it all publicly.
Right. Here's the situation.
It is a primetime Thursday night in college football. Next on The Fan. Well, there was an awful headline for Oregon for about 10 minutes yesterday. Then everybody clicked it, read it, and said, well, this was misleading. We'll get to that.
We got our own Connor Stallions, evidently. Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes. Title or bust.
I think everybody has a Connor Stallions, is what I learned. That was about the only thing I learned from the Connor Stallions doc. We didn't talk about it, but I watched it. It was hot garbage.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to do it.
It's not worth your time.
I've decided no, I don't want to watch it.
The only thing I thought watching it was, have I ever been so obsessed with a team that I would be voluntarily their Connor Stallions? And the only one I can come up with is the 96 Braves, because damn it, I wanted that team to repeat. They were good enough. They should have beat the Yanks. They went up, I think, 2-0 in that series.
They should have won that series.
But yeah, so other than that, I've never been that level.
Sprague's out there in the outfield with binoculars flashing in fastball, curveball signs.
I'm banging the brain drum.
You're banging the drum. Two beats for changeup.
10-year-old me.
Come on. The angel in the outfield guy. Come on, hit the fastball.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That kid was a cheater.
It was an absolute cheater.
There weren't really angels out there.
No.
He was stealing signs.
Absolute cheater.
It is a prime time Thursday night.
Do you believe now?
By the way, SEC's got a new theme song on ABC. We'll have to play that today. Do we like it? I don't think so. I don't think it's going to compare to the CBS SEC theme song. That's now going to be the Big Ten SEC theme song on CBS.
Dude, the chubby that I have the first time Oregon plays a game with that theme song being the lead in.
I'll be jealous of you. I will.
Just
know that when you have a chubby
in
that moment.
We're pitching the tent, yeah.
That when you're like... You're half standing salute.
It's, here it comes, here it comes.
And you have to put your hand down to brace yourself.
Yeah.
Also think Sprague is also happy right now. See how that works out for you.
We're doing this together.
Yeah.
I had a full body
I don't know about
for
that.
2 weeks.
This was her stabbing
time. I'm doing that together.
You want to do that together?
No.
No.
Okay.
Don't wear sweatpants.
The biggest brand in college football, Times Square, watch out. It's Shador time. It's Colorado Primetime Thursday.
He's endorsed by Nike now, I saw that. They have a new Nike ad out with Shador Sanders saying, you know what time it is.
He's got a billboard in Times Square right now holding up the rolly.
Time to go 5-7, baby. That's what time it is.
I mean, that's an improvement, actually.
It actually is, but it would be an epic failure for them. But ironically, that's the standard that they've set for themselves. This is such a fun Thursday night game to have. Like, we're kind of easing in. It's like when you get into a swimming pool, it's a little chilly. You don't want to just dive right in. Kind of put the leg in, put the other leg in. Let's feel our way into this season. It's not a top 10 matchup, so you don't get that level of intensity right out of the gate. But getting one of the most talked about teams in the country, in Colorado, to play tonight against a feisty FCS team who is without a doubt capable of beating them, it's the perfect start to the
you
season.
You say that so confidently. Like, are we sure that this year's North Dakota State
I will do it
team
every year.
Is good enough?
I will do it every year with North Dakota State.
Okay.
I mean, Colorado is only a 9.5-point favorite, I think, in this game. It's a single-digit spread against an FCS opponent.
That's because there's the anti-D on Colorado sentiment.
I think you're also underselling the pro Deion sentiment of how many people are gambling on Colorado to make the college football playoff this year and how many people gamble on them on a week in and week out basis.
North Dakota State was ranked number 2 in the coaches FCS preseason.
I mean, they're one of the best teams every year.
I know. They're a
coaches
program.
Change,
I get
players
it, no.
change. Like, it's a good
it.
Program. Colorado should win this game. They should. But just the simple idea that this might be a competitive game. I am going to sit around all day like that Pablo Escobar gif from Narcos where he's just like sitting.
His hands behind his
just
back.
Just sitting in the swing.
Pondering life.
Sitting at the table. Standing outside. This is going to be me from the time I get home until 5 o'clock tonight when this game kicks
well,
off.
Well, it's actually kind of a sneaky little, not that we're going to have great games. Could be all blowouts and we just, okay, well, whatever. Kickoff week one is here.
Yeah.
NC State hosts Western Carolina
catch
at 4 o'clock on the ACC Network.
Our Wolfpack.
Ooh! Yep. Murray State's at Missouri on the SEC Network at 5. The Fighting Drinkwits are coming in with a lot of buzz and hype for them.
They didn't sell out their game. Remember, not a real fan base down there. Not a real fan base.
The Fighting Kansas Jayhawks, another team in your Dirty Poll Top 25.
I've
they're
never
hosting
heard of
Lindenwood.
I've never. Lindenwood's not a school.
They are a school.
This
they're the Lions.
This should be investigated.
The Lindenwood Lions.
I've heard of Lindenwood.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard of Lindenwood.
Why don't you look them up and then get back to me on that? I think
what
you'll be
conference
surprised.
Is Lindenwood in?
They're the football conference of all football conferences.
They're in the Big South. That's what conference they're in.
Is that a FBS or is that an FCS?
That's FCS.
Okay. There was Southeast Missouri State.
Oh, you
Charleston
know that?
Southern.
Dude, that's a powerhouse.
Eastern Illinois. Gardner-Webb,
I know.
Tennessee State, shout out.
Yeah.
Eddie George. Didn't he go to Tennessee State?
Eddie George? Ohio
no, who
State?
Am I thinking? Who went to somebody big went to Tennessee State?
Eddie George was
Eddie
Ohio
George
State.
Went to Ohio State.
There's a big player that went to Tennessee State. You stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Are you trying to think of Terrell Owens?
Was he Tennessee State?
No.
Where was he?
He was a different Tennessee. I forget.
Sure he was.
No, I'm serious. I remember when he was in preseason as a rookie. I'm like, where's he from? And they said his Tennessee school. And I'm like, I've never heard of that.
I'm going to find this. I'm going to find this answer.
Tennessee State?
Yeah, there's a big player. I swear.
You thought it was Eddie George.
I did. Why did I think it was Eddie
George?
Do you
remember watching Eddie George at Ohio State?
No, I do.
We're
I don't
old
know
enough to have said we watched that.
I don't know why I thought he went to Tennessee State.
And then Southern Utah seemingly schedules this game every year and gets their teeth kicked in.
Yes.
They're facing our Kyle Whittingham Utes.
They need a check for the budget.
Yeah,
Utah needs a win to work out the kinks.
So at least you've got Utah top 25 team, top 15 team actually, Kansas top 25, Missouri top 15, and NC State top 25. You, outside of Colorado, which we'll mostly watch, you've got little check-ins that you can go around.
And North Carolina, Minnesota, the only matchup of rank or of power teams.
And I will actually probably end up
Tar
watching
Heels
that one.
Tar Heels 2-point road favorites.
There you go. The fighting PJ Flex. Row the boat, baby.
It also sounds like the weather for that game could be a bit of an issue. There's a chance that nasty weather rolls in.
Is it in Minnesota?
It's in Minnesota. So there's a chance we get some, like, it's hot, maybe get some of those summer thunderstorms.
Yeah, that's my cousin. He
that
lives
game will be on Fox.
That's the Fox game. That'll be the Gus and Joel Klatt game, I'm assuming. I think the other thing I'm excited for tonight, I will look, I'm not going to watch hardly any of these other games you mentioned.
Tennessee at Chattanooga is T.O.'s school. That's
okay, right. I knew there was a Teddy. Yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking. Utah, I will have on the iPad just because I'm curious. I want to watch the Utes. They've also had games and starters. I remember one year they played Weber State in their opener, and you're looking at the score at halftime, and it's like
12-13 like, or something, right? I remember that game.
So just, I'm just curious what the Utes look like. They got all their guys back, quarterbacks back. I'm excited to watch them. That'll be on the iPad. The other thing, this will be my first football season through the full cycle of YouTube TV and being able to, at 5 o'clock, put North Carolina, Minnesota on one, Colorado, North Dakota State on the other. I'm going to go to a dual box.
What about Missouri? I kind of want to see Missouri, even though they're going to end up winning.
Yeah.
Dude, they're coming in with a lot of hype and some playoff expectations.
They're a 48-point favorite. They are.
Do they cover that?
John Morant doesn't play for Murray State. I got that one right. I got that one right.
Need to stick to hoops.
I think I got that one.
Nobody funny if you were like, Michael Jordan, Murray
Michael
State?
Jordan, Murray State, man. You guys remember him there? He's a big deal. Hit that shot in the tournament, didn't he? Didn't that one time? So I'm excited to double box. North Carolina, Minnesota should be a lot of fun. Minnesota's bringing in a highly touted FCS quarterback transfer. North Carolina living life without Drake May.
Yeah.
And then Colorado, North Dakota State. You don't need to say anything more. Just... either way, that's going to be great.
Boy, we go into the third quarter and that thing's tied.
A little uncomfortable.
The
little
clenching going on.
A little pucker factor there for Deion.
Oh, man. They're going to be like Nacho Libre when he's facing the pillar looking at the nun.
No, that's what it is. Eddie George is the coach at Tennessee State. That's why I thought of that.
Wait, Eddie George is a head coach of a football team?
Yes. Thank you, listeners, for saving me there. In both of your faces.
No, no.
In your face. Ultimately was right.
Swag,
right.
I don't think he gets to touchdown spike that
I'm
thing.
I'm spiking. I'm high stepping.
Like he played at Tennessee State.
He is American football coach. He is currently the head football coach.
I know he's an American football coach.
Tennessee. I'm
he's
reading
been
his...
in America his whole life.
Don't backtrack on this. Don't backtrack on my correct statement of Eddie George in Tennessee State.
Did you read the Wikipedia first sentence that said an American football
Edward coach? Nathan George Jr. is an American football coach, former player. He's currently the head coach of Tennessee State. Yeah.
You're delightful. Your brain cells are fried from all the Coke.
I got it, baby. Yes!
Right. Okay. All right. Well, Yogi Roth will join us at 8:15. That'll be the daily ticker. So we'll bump the ticker from 7:30 to 8:15. We got crunch time to get to, which is around the corner. SEC music on ABC. I don't think it's going to hit quite the same. We'll get to some of that. Some NFL dealing, some college football. We got more to get to.
All right. Welcome back in. Yogi Roth coming up at 8:15. If you heard the open, I had a dream that I forgot who he was live on air, so let's try not do that today.
He was on with your good friend, Colin! And I saw a clip because it circulated in my algorithm, and it was him teeing up Yogi and going, Yogi, give us a couple good college football teams that are flying under the radar, something like that. And he's like, well, I'll tell you, two teams that America should be rooting for, Oregon State and Washington
Hell
State.
Yeah, Yogi.
And then he just explained why. And McIntyre's face could not be more like, don't care. Not a national thing you're talking about.
It's not
here.
The Lakers. Yeah. It's not the Warriors. It's not the Cowboys.
And I'm like, you know what? Yogi gave you a good answer.
He
it's
did.
On you as a host to not react properly to it. But
yeah.
I want to ask him, I know it's an employer. Is it odd to him to say Big Ten Network? It's got to be still a little odd, right?
I think it's a little odd. It's a little odd.
He
but also,
went to USC. He was working at the Pac-12 Network. Like, he's got so many Pac-12 ties. And, you know, it's just the change in the evolution of the media business. But It's got to be a little odd to be like, yeah, Yogi Roth, Big Ten Network.
Yeah, he's got to eat too. It's just unfortunate. He was our Paul Feinbaum, which was kind of a perfect West Coast version of, like, he's more laid back, more relaxed, doesn't give hot takes.
Not
like,
enough vitriol, I think, to be a Feinbaum.
Well, we don't have a lot of vitriol on the West Coast. You know, he kind of summed up our conference to a T. He was our guy. He was the guy who raised the banner for us. Well, last year was a great year in the Pac-12. One of the biggest things that I'm going to miss in the years to come, with the conference no longer existing, is not having the ability to kick Colorado's teeth in. I'm going to genuinely miss that. When you're outgained in a football game by 322 yards, when you are outscored by 36 points, and when there's a difference in first downs of 17, 30 to 13, a player or two here or there could have made a difference for Colorado. And after the game, when they lost to Oregon last year 42-6, they went to the Pac-12 and said, hey, those guys beat us so bad they had to have been cheating. They had our practice film and our signs. You need to investigate this.
Stallions accusations.
This is a legitimate story. Like, this actually came out.
It is, but it also...
Well, it was legitimate that Colorado believed that it was. Like, they actually called the Pac-12 and said they cheated.
Yeah.
And maybe they did. Maybe they just were so embarrassed. The irony of it is that they were undefeated at the time, and they had such an inflated sense of self that they thought in order to get beat that bad that they had to have cheated. Like, that's the only way that this could make sense, right? It's funny if the Oregon would have beaten them when they were in the stretch of losing 7 out of 8 towards the back end of that. Nobody's accusing Washington State of cheating when they beat them by 50 in Pullman.
They beat the living hell out of them.
Beat the brakes off of them. It should be noted that the Pac-12 found zero evidence of any wrongdoing because you don't need to cheat to beat Colorado. When I saw this, I was reminded of how much I'm going to miss the opportunity to beat that football team again this year.
Sure. The headline was interesting because it was circulating yesterday afternoon, and it's unfortunate because headlines of journalism and stories now get people to react before they read a second of the article. And so I saw this headline, and I'm like, okay, fine, I'll sit down, I'll read it.
Yeah.
Swag had an opportunity to maybe have the author of the story on, and I read through it in less than 2 minutes. It's not a very long story, and it basically was like, they thought they had cheated and broken into their system, and then when the Pac-12 searched it, they found nothing, and then when pressed to investigate further, Colorado went, nah, actually, okay, never mind.
Nah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Look, I think this all just stems from one thing, and I think it's pretty clear. I think we would all be doing and having the same accusations if our son was pissing blood. When he got his ass kicked so hard after talking all that S pregame that he ends up pissing blood, I think you're kind of forced to have to do something.
start launching an investigation. How did this happen? I mean, when you come on the field and you threaten to beat up coaches, that's kind of the way things are going to end for you.
Well, yeah, and especially when you're severely out, kind of ranked with talent. This was just such a weird story because it did circulate. You just took 2 minutes to read it. It's like, there's actually nothing here in Colorado. Doesn't actually believe it. They just raised a fuss about it because they got their teeth kicked in.
Yeah, the end of the article, so I'll pull it up here real quick to give you. So they ended up investigating, the Pac-12 investigated this. It said the Pac-12, which is in its final year of the 12-team conference, yada, 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 took the allegations seriously, the sources said. The conference officials reached out to Colorado's athletic department and administration to seek more information and to determine whether the school wanted to pursue an investigation, one that potentially could have led to an FBI probe if any illegal incursions occurred. Catapult, an industry-leading replay system used by Colorado, conducted its own review of allegations of improper access last fall, and its investigation found the security of Catapult's system was not compromised. Ultimately, Colorado backed off and didn't provide the Pac-12 with any evidence that Oregon or any other entity or person was involved in the alleged occurrence. The two sources said they chose not to move forward. So, a nice little nothing burger of Colorado accusing my program of cheating yesterday.
And if you don't think Lanning got wind of this headline and took a notepad out and went, okay, I remember that one. Yeah. In case they play Colorado ever.
Oh, you give me that game. I'm going to miss that game this year. That was such a fun moment last year. The atmosphere at Autzen, all that hype and anticipation, and just kicking their teeth in.
Very interesting, man. I know we just talked about it, and you're kind of bringing them back up, but I'm genuinely curious to see how they play tonight. They are coming in with some form of expectation of not being dead last in their new conference after they were last year in our conference. Now, I think our conference is a little better than you give it. I do think there were two teams that were above everybody else, but I do think it was a good conference. They were awful. And they were the toast of the town last year for the first, what, 3-4 weeks going into
first month,
that
every game was a nationally, Fox big game nooner or game day.
But
as much as many may think they blow out North Dakota State tonight and live up to some of what the hype may be, the other side of that coin is it's going to be weird and ugly and uncomfortable if they lose tonight. And so
let's get uncomfortable.
Whether you hate Prime, you like Prime, you think all this is unwarranted because Shadour's in Times Square with a rolly on the wrist, they lose tonight. Oh, my Lord. You might make a good argument it's maybe the best thing to happen for college football in a week one in quite some time is them losing to an FCS opponent.
Sign me up. You accuse my program of cheating by stealing your signs when you get outgained by 350 yards and you lose by 36 and the only touchdown you score is in garbage time and that's the reason you lost? We had to cheat to beat you? Oh, buddy, I'm rooting like hell against your team and I hope North Dakota State gets them tonight.
So does Keyshawn Johnson publicly have to apologize? Because remember, he was the national talking head spouting this stuff from the
That was honestly, when I saw this yesterday, that was my first thought of, did this just simply come from Dion watching Skip Bayless's stupid show and Keyshawn saying that other assistants were helping Oregon get ready for this game?
I think like, somebody at Colorado, when they filed this, told Keyshawn Johnson, and that's why he went on TV and said it.
They had to have been cheating.
So whatever channel he's on now.
He blew a 30-point lead to Stanford, man. Nobody needed help to beat you last year. You sucked.
They weren't very good.
No, they were not. They were 4-8. Let's stick in college football with a new theme song that's an old theme song. Do we like it? Also, a sliver of good news for one unit going into the first week of the season. We'll get to that stuff, some NFL stuff, top of the hour. College football, though, next on The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure?
Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, Crunch Time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. Yogi Roth coming up at 8:15. I got some NFL nuggies for the top of the hour, including one organization doing something that everybody should do, and I'll tell you what that is. In about 10 minutes.
Do we have the wrong Dakota on upset alert this week?
South Dakota State is on the road at Oklahoma State, and that is going to be a dogfight.
They are the number one ranked defending champion.
Their head coach is Jimmy Rogers, who I didn't know, and he was at a press conference, and he was asked about playing Oklahoma State. He said, quote, "We've given up moral victories here for a long time. We're going there for a reason."
Oh, and they mean it, dude. That's a
He's
good program.
He's not joking. He is pissed.
Well, and don't forget, too, let me pull it up because I can't
Gundy
remember.
Gundy loses these games once in a while. He flirts with
these
things.
What I was going to say, last year, who was it? They lost.
They had a bad loss last year.
They lost at home in week three, 33-7 to South Alabama.
That's right. Yeah,
they
knew that.
They were dominated by South Alabama.
Is that the Jaguars?
The Jaguars,
the Jaguars.
Lost, they go 33-7 at home.
Those are the head-scratching moments with Gundy where you go, you're really good.
Yeah.
And then you lose games like that, and you stop yourself from either getting to a Big 12 title game.
They played in the Big 12 title game last year.
I know.
And they lost 33-7 to South Alabama at home. Make it make sense. Doesn't make sense.
Go get that Utah Futures team.
Yeah. Seriously, man.
Dude, there's good value on one of the Big 12 teams because they're all plus money because nobody knows who's going to win that thing.
Before I get to the music news of the day. A bit of good news yesterday at practice. I'm a sicko. I watch this stuff day in and day out. So we did the segment earlier this week about Oregon's offensive line, who's going to start at center, where are they going to go. Matthew Bedford is one of the primary reasons that they're not quite sure because they're trying to figure out how you shuffle who's at center, who's at guard. Matthew Bedford's a transfer that they were plugging in to be their starting guard. And he has been hurt. And when you talk about injuries in college, it's he's going to be out for a while. And it's like, well, what does that mean?
It's a vague way of saying a couple weeks.
Is that 2 weeks? Is that 8 weeks? Is that a month? Is that 3 months? Like, are we back in December? Like, what's a while look like to you?
Right.
But he was back at practice yesterday. Now, I would be shocked if he played this weekend. He will not play. And honestly, pretty surprised if he plays against Boise State in week two. But just the
you shouldn't need him against Boise. Honestly, no. I don't mean to say I love my Beavs. You might be able to get out the first 3 weeks without him unless they want a ramp-up game. Going into Big Ten play.
Yes. And maybe, you know, a couple of snaps here or there, something like that. But yeah, I'm with you. You shouldn't need him, and I don't imagine he's going to play that weekend. Just the simple idea that he's back at practice already before the games kick off, good sign. Now, he didn't go through all the team activities, none of that kind of stuff. But Charlie Pickard is likely going to be the starting center. He's actually, if you watch the last, that team out west, they highlighted him. He's a local kid. Mm-hmm. His dad went to Oregon. So it's a really cool story. So
where does Poncho go?
Poncho's going to be starting a guard for Bedford. Gotcha. So that's what they're trying to figure out. And I think they were hoping to figure out if Pickard was ready to take on that role as a starting center, and that's why they haven't named a starting center yet. Just my two cents. It might be different than that, but I just wanted to update that. The Bedford was back at practice. We love our theme songs when it comes to sports. We are a week away from having the guy from the Sandlot's TikTok where he dances to all the NFL theme songs, the Fox, the CBS, the NBC.
Oh, Patrick Renna.
Yes, one of my favorite
friends. Doing it.
Yes. Oh.
Why did you do it? Why? Oh, I love it.
I mean, they're all good.
Nah, but the Fox one's
the best of the NFL.
It hits a little harder.
It's the best of the NFL. See, I like this.
Now, this is a nice little, it's Sunday evening. Yeah. I've had my dinner.
Yeah, you're sitting down on the couch. Oh. Weekend's over.
Yeah. Big game. Niners, Jets. Welcome in, Aaron Rodgers.
So we're a week away from all of that being back in our lives, and many people have been wondering. So this is famously the SEC music on CBS, which is now going to be Big Ten music.
Big Ten music, yeah.
It's so good. So, I mean, this is just...
I remember a couple years ago we were talking about TV stuff with the Pac-12. I remember saying on the air something to the effect of, I hope they go to CBS just because I
just
want my team with that music playing.
The montage and the intro playing, yeah. The highlights.
Yeah. Oh, Damian running excited. Over somebody yes. into the end zone in slow motion.
So that is still, CBS still has that. That will still be the CBS song, which is now a Big Ten song. The SEC is going to ABC. This is our first year of the SEC not on CBS in quite some time. They're on ABC.
Who's on the main call for that?
I mean, largely Fowler still, and...
I guess it'd be Herb Street.
Fowler and Herb.
Largely the primetime game, I'm
Dumb
sure.
Dumb question, I'm sorry.
But I think they might mix their teams up a little bit. But yeah, they don't have Big Ten games on ESPN or ABC
I'll
anymore.
I'll be curious if they have the 9 a.m. game or if they're going to get the Notre Dame A&M game that's late on...
That's a good point. I don't know. That's the 4:30 game.
Clemson, Georgia's at 9 a.m.
Where is game day this week? Do we know the answer to that?
I think they're at College Station,
so they
probably have that 5 o'clock
So probably
game.
At that
so
game.
So we'll see who gets the early game.
Yeah, I don't know. The number two team might get it. So ABC has announced
their... Yeah, they are
their,
College Station.
They are there, okay. Yeah. ABC has announced their new SEC theme song. This is a new one that is an old one that I'm wondering if anybody remembers, because I don't remember this. So here is... They announced it today.
Oh, yeah, the minute I first heard this,
you heard
I'm
it,
like,
you remember
oh,
it?
This is old school. They turned back the clock. However, this doesn't quite have
it doesn't give me juice.
The energy and the urgency that you would get from some of the other ones.
I thought Jelly Roll was going to be the song. What
happened? Jelly Roll is their song for their TV commercials. Like when they show like Saturday night, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, it's Jelly Roll, and he's doing his thing. This is what they're going to play, I think, is the welcome in. We're live in College Station, Texas for A&M Notre Dame.
I'm sure in 2-3 years we're going to be used to it. Doesn't really move much.
So evidently it's their early 2000s ESPN song, which is crazy that that's now turning back the clock.
That sounded like 1981.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that one. But Swag remembers it. But that they usually I'm cool with the throwbacks and the nostalgia, but it sounds more like an intro to like a morning TV show.
Side note, because I'm not a big fan of that music. You know, I saw a highlight of old Sunday Night Football clips recirculating the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I really liked on football, and I don't know why he got away from it?
Hmm.
Mike Patrick. Do you remember Mike Patrick?
Mike Patrick fan.
He mostly did college basketball with Dickie V, but he had Sunday Night Football there for a while, and I thought he was great.
He was great. He called college football, I think, for a long time, too.
And I heard his call on like an Eagles game, and I'm like, God, I loved Mike Patrick on Sunday Night Football. I think it was him and Theismann.
Yeah.
That was a good team.
Somebody said, pretty sure John Williams, the world-famous music producer guy, made all of these theme songs. Did he really?
I mean, he's the GOAT. So.
He is the GOAT. That's
how
for
do you?
Sure.
They did this with Jenna Ortega, who's going to be in the Beetlejuice movie. You know who she is?
Yeah, she does the. Didn't she do the Addams?
Yeah,
family
Wednesday.
TV show
Wednesday.
Yeah.
She's one of the hot up and coming actresses. She was on Fallon, and Fallon did a dirty little game where he did top five scores. And most of them are all John Williams, and she had to like rank how you go John Williams, Jurassic Park, Star Wars,
Indiana Jones,
like, and they're all just John Williams, Jaws, like just greatness.
John Williams.
How do you
man.
Rank those?
So ABC's turning back the clock for their SEC theme song, and that is your TV news of the day, as that will all begin officially this weekend. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Yogi Roth coming up at 8:15. We'll get his thoughts on the opening weekend. He is calling the Oregon-Idaho game. If you have Comcast, you won't be able to watch, but there are codes out there, evidently, that you can go find. So we'll talk with Yogi Roth coming up at 8:15. I want to start, though, with some NFL nuggies. One team doing something that most organizations should do. I'll tell you what that is. Kick out the final hour next on 1080 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.